This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. You've heard there is a Republican establishment. Well, there's also a Christian establishment. The Christian establishment are those people who never question things like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, Obamacare, property taxes, whether there should be a civil government school system. Consequently, Christian ethics suffer because godless paradigms are kept by successive generations and less people are directed to Christ. Leading the Christian establishment is the Iron Triangle. Preachers, legal organizations, and policy organizations afraid to address the mere propriety of the civil government school system's existence. So those people perpetuate the very humanism they claim to be against. Those people perpetuate the biggest church in America, the civil government school system, and they are perfectly okay with there being one. In the Book of Kings, over and over there were people who refused to eliminate their high places, the place where they worshipped other gods. In the first Book of Kings, there are 12 occurrences of the term high places. In the second Book of Kings, there are 19. There is one stretch in 2 Kings, chapters 12, 14, and 15, where three times a man becomes king, and he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, but the high places remained. The civil government school system is a high place. There are sacrifices made showing allegiance. Children are sent to civil government schools every day as a function of allegiance. The days, the months, the years roll by and still remaining are the civil government schools. King after king after king, the high places remain. The citizens have divided allegiance. On the one hand, they are crying for godliness, but on the other hand, they cling to godlessness. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.